This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. You're hitting up our blog, News and Views, with plenty of discussions of track star Marion Jones. Last week, she admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs, and she's facing possible jail time, plus relinquishing her Olympic medals. News and Notes web producer Jeff Bennett knows what's on your mind online. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Farai.
So what are folks saying about Marion Jones?
Yeah, we started following that story literally moments after the news broke, and we were flooded with comments from her supporters and detractors. We had comments from folks like LJ, one of our readers, who said Jones made a very courageous statement by admitting her guilt and by using her pain and shame to teach younger generations to not follow in her footsteps. Then there were folks like Doris who said Jones is not the only one and probably won't be the last to admit to using steroids. And then we have a comment from Moji, one of our frequent commenters, who called it the least surprising news of the week. Least surprising, Moji says, because Marion Jones had people around her, like track star Tim Montgomery, who had already admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs, so that her admissions shouldn't be seen as earth-shattering.
Now, last week, we also had a provocative conversation about the generational issues in the civil rights movement. What are people saying about that?
Right, that conversation with NAACP Chairman Julian Bond and writer Kevin Powell. Well, surprisingly, a lot of the response seemed to be focused more on the delivery of those guests than the content, particularly that of Kevin Powell. One reader going by the alias TR said, "Mr. Powell came off very passionately. While passion is good, it can also be poisonous if you're passionately wrong." And Bond didn't escape criticism either. One reader, Mel G, said it was a non-debate because it seemed like Mr. Bond didn't want to really address the issue. So suffice it to say that debate that started on the air hasn't been resolved online at all.
So what else is going on? What's popping off on the blog?
Well, a story we covered back in June is getting new life on our blog these days. It was about a bill introduced in Congress that would have severed all federal ties to the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. It was a response to that group denying black Cherokees of tribal citizenship. Well, the Congressional Black Caucus hosted a panel on that issue a few weeks ago, and people took to our blog to debate the merits of that proposed legislation. So that's an ongoing conversation. And we started hosting open forums on our blog a little while ago, and people can write about whatever they want. And we have a couple of different conversations about the cultural, about different aspects of cultural empowerment.
You also put out a special ask to our listeners and readers.
Yeah, we're doing some market research on News and Views these days. So we want to know more about the people who come to our blog every day. So we have some questions about their news consumption habits and, you know, their favorite blogs, favorite news sites, favorite newspapers. And so they can go to our blog and give us the goods.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.